going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Perfect. Perfect.
Because she is.
I am surrounded by amazing women, amazing broadcasters, Jordana
That's
Green,
right,
Shaletta Brundage, and let me just read. This is from the St. Cloud Times, the SC Times. Shaletta Brundage, one of USA Today's Women of the Year.
That's right.
A recognition of women around the country who made a significant impact. Shaletta Brundage has always had a passion for helping others. We are so proud of you. Congratulations, Shaletta.
Hello, Uncle Paul and Auntie Jordana.
Hi, honey.
It is so good to talk to y'all. Happy New Year. I have not talked to y'all in 2022.
It has been a while.
That's right.
It has
My
been.
Goodness. Well, listen, Mazel Tov on this huge thing. Tell us what it means to be USA Today's Women of the Year.
You know what? I had no idea that I had even been nominated, that this was a thing. Apparently, a couple of friends of mine, Kevin Berger, y'all know Kevin Berger.
Of course, yes.
She had intercepted, you know, some information about this and thought, I will nominate my friend.
Mm.
And that's what she did. And, you know, for Women's History Month, it is so important that we use women, that we use our platforms to build one another up.
That's right.
You know, I just saw the story about Kim Kardashian and Variety saying women need to work their butts off. Nobody wants to work anymore. Listen, nobody works harder than women. We're balancing the checkbook, the babies, and the boo. Okay? And doing it in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the time that we have to use our platform, to use our voice, should be to build up other women. And Kevin Berger has always been somebody who has blessed me, who has blessed my family. She gave me my first on-air opportunity in the Twin Cities. And so women like her and you, Jordana, and Kathy Werzer, and, you know, so many others around town, Roxanne Battle, Amelia Santanello, these women are women who use their platform and their voice to help other women. And I just, you know, wanted to make sure to do my part.
Shaletta, your website and your podcast is amazing, and I don't know how you do it. I mean, you seem to have limitless energy, but ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, you've really built an amazing platform, and I'm just curious, do you sense, and it's been a rough couple of years here for Minneapolis, for the Twin Cities, for the nation, but especially here, especially South Minneapolis with George Floyd, and it just goes on, and are things getting better? Are you more optimistic than you were maybe late May of 2020? Are things better, or are we still in the same old spot?
No, we are moving. And you know how I know we're moving? Because when Philando Castile died, my son was a student at a private Baptist school here, Catholic school here, and he wanted to talk to his classmates about it, and nobody wanted to talk to him.
Really?
They did not want to discuss it. You know, they thought it was no big deal. And when George Floyd died, Andrew went out into the front yard, and he didn't get an opportunity to start talking to our neighbors. They start talking to him. And these are little white kids, right? They're watching the news. They're seeing what's going on. They're out in Cottage Grove, you know, almost an hour away from where George Floyd was killed. But they wanted to talk to Andrew and ask him how he felt. And then the next thing I knew, Auntie Jordana, there was a march out here led by white kids who are not impacted the same way Andrew was impacted, you know, by a police interaction. And you know, they won't ever have Andrew's struggle or his concern. And I was headed to work, and I saw these kids marching. And, you know, one of the – I blew my horn at them, and one of the mamas who was at the front with her son said, "This is for you and Andrew. We're doing this for you and Andrew." And so that's how I know wow. It's getting better. People are more aware. And we understand now that we just can't sit on the sidelines lines and say thoughts and prayers. We can't say, "Oh, this is horrible," and then change the channel and binge watch old episodes of Sex and the City. We are understanding now that silence is not an option. And everybody plays a role in making it better.
Yeah.
Shaletta, you're not only, of course, an advocate for kids and women, but also for autism. You're raising three kids that are on the spectrum. What do you want people to look at your website for? How do you want them to support you? Can you share with us your books?
Yes. Oh, my God. So Cameron Goes to School was the first book I wrote in 2020. Bestseller, sold out, on reprint, got another reprint coming about my daughter's journey. And, you know, what I realized is that we're making all these books for parents so they can recognize whether or not their kids have autism and what they can do to help their children. But ain't nobody making books for the kids about their classmates who have autism. And so we done spent all these hundreds of thousands of dollars on therapy for these kids and special devices. And the thing that helped them the most was their student peer group understanding what their condition was. Because Cameron was not getting invited to sleepovers and play dates, and her classmates thought that she was mean because she didn't talk to them. Well, she couldn't because she was nonverbal.
Right.
Yes.
They didn't know that. And so oftentimes we say, "Oh, well, don't say anything to the kids. Just come over here." You know, and we want to act like there's something that the kids can't talk about and we can't educate them. It's very important that you educate and help your kids understand about autism so they can know how to interact with my daughter. So my books are not for kids with autism. My books are for the kids who don't have autism because I want to educate them. And then we did Daniel's book last year, and this year I wasn't going to do a book because I didn't want the fight of the critical race crusaders because there's a little black boy on the book and they may think I'm trying to send a message about black history or something like that. But then I'm not even supposed to talk about this. This is so exciting. So we were in Texas, Uncle Paul, and they have these Let's Go Brandon flags, right? And they're all over the RV park. And so my son keeps telling me, Mom, these people love me in Texas. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "Everybody's cheering for me. I want one of these flags with my name on it." Jordana, I don't know what the boy was talking about. So we ride around the RV park, and we're on the golf cart. He's like, "Mommy, stop. Mommy, do you see that flag? That's my flag." And I looked up at that flag. I said, "Baby, I don't see a flag. I see a book." So, girl, we got another book coming out this year.
You're not calling it Let's Go Brandon, are you?
No, okay. I'm not calling it Let's Go Brandon. Kevin Berger corrected me because I was going to call it Let's Go Brandon.
No.
Kevin Berger was like, "You can't do that, Shaletta. You can't do it." And so it's going to be called Brandon Spots a Sign.
Okay. Okay. Well, nice. We can't wait. We are just in awe of you, honey. You are tireless and such an advocate. And those kids are going to be the best raised kids in the universe because of you.
Girl.
And Shaletta, you don't stay in your lane, nor should you.
Get out, honey.
You speak truth to power, whether it's on CCO Radio, on your podcast, wherever you are, and you always do it with a twinkle in your eye and a sense of humor. And any last bit of advice for listeners? I mean, if you see injustice, say something, right? Don't just turn away.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody has a role to play. And you don't feel like you have to march. Don't feel like you have to be on the front line. Don't feel like you have to get a sign and go out there and protest, because that may not be your thing. You know, look at Miss Rose McGee. She bakes pies. She bakes sweet potato pies and passes them out to protesters as well as police. Everybody can do something. Whatever gift God has given you, use that gift to make the world a better place. I just talk. That's what I do. I'm always yabbing and gabbing about something. Well, God has given me an opportunity to use that gift to bless my neighbors and to bless my community. So there's something you do, whether it is singing, whether it is crafting, whether it is braiding hair, whether it is sewing. There's something that you can do to make it better for my kids. For my boys, so that they won't have to be afraid, so that they can walk down the street with the hood on and the hands in their pocket and not be accused of doing anything when they haven't done anything wrong. You know, and if we don't start making it better for my kids, it's going to not be good for all of our kids.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's time that we all do our part. Silence is no longer an option.
Shaletta Brundage, you are fabulous.
Congrats, Shaletta. Very well deserved.
Good luck, I love y'all. And I thank y'all for being so supportive and loving me, and whether it is talking about this award or Uncle Paul's doing a bit with me on Almanac and we're being funny, y'all are always along for the ride. Y'all like my Thelma and Louise, so I appreciate it.
You got it, honey. Thank you again, and congratulations.
Thank you, Shaletta.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.